This is HPR episode 1954 entitled, Grandpa Shows Us How to Turn Custom Pens. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 67 minutes long. The summary is, live action audio of my dad teaching us how to turn pens on a mini lathe.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
We're recording this on December 23rd, a couple of days before Christmas. My parents are visiting here from Tennessee for the Christmas holidays. And man, we just got back from a massive breakfast at the diner. Went to T. Coon's Diner and got just fat on food. How do I pick this up? Picking up a massive chop saw that we are storing in my office. Of course, as soon as I get that chop saw in my hand, mosquito flies and lands on my face. Man, these power tools weigh a ton. Okay, so Dad, where do you want the chop saw? Should it just be on the ground? Is that okay?
Put it on there.
On the other side here?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're doing here is my dad, grandpa, wants to show the grandkids how to turn custom pins with a lathe. Of course, I don't know, hopefully everyone's familiar enough with woodworking to know that a lathe is something where you put a piece of wood on a thing that turns it really, really super fast, and you use different size, different gouges to shape it into a round thing. You can, you shape it by gouging it while it's spinning super fast. And I don't see my extension cord right now. I wonder if I put it in that big white box out front. And my dad has been doing these custom pens for a little while. He's not as good at it as my cousin Robert, who sells them professionally and does beautiful, beautiful pens. And his nephew also makes them. But anyway, my dad got this old pen lathe when my cousin upgraded his. I guess he bought it from, my cousin got an upgrade and my dad bought the old one from my cousin, and so that's what he has now. I think that's the story. I found it. I hid it from myself by hanging it up in a different place than I was used to having it.
I need to get a power strip or two. Something okay. So I can have more than one outlet.
I understand.
Keep I
understand. I don't think I have one. We have stupid weather in Lafayette right now. It's really warm. It's like 70, 75 degrees Fahrenheit and really humid. It's pretty annoying. All right, so I'm going to take a picture of the chop saw and the lathe. Oh, it looks like he's got a pin blank mounted in the lathe. Okay, so first, this is the lathe. And here's the chop saw. There's my dad. Dad, smile for the camera.
Yeah.
So So, Dad, I'm recording for Hacker Public Radio while we're doing this. It'll be edited, but...
have you got enough disk space to...
Oh, sure. Man, I could record for like 70 hours right now.
Okay.
So, anyway, I was explaining what it is that we're doing, basically what a lathe is. I think most people on HPR would know what a lathe is. But,
sure.
This is a jet lathe, jet equipment and tools...
Jet mini lathe,
because it's for turning very small pieces of wood. And what else do we have over here? My dad will have to explain the various steps involved in getting a piece of wood on there and starting to turn it. I see a thing here that looks like a chuck or something. I'm not sure what that is. Oh, and he's got a whole box full of blanks. Are these pieces that you've cut out of wood from scraps in your workshop?
Yeah. Most of this is poplar. This is Ipe, which is Brazilian walnut.
Crazy.
Well, I think that is. It may just be plain walnut. The short ones. Let's see. Yeah, that one's Ipe.
Okay.
This here.
So these are all blanks of wood, and so you turn them, but then you have to also have hardware for the pens or pencils or whatever you're putting together, and we order those on a place called Penn State Industries.
There's
lots of places you could. I ordered some for the family. We're going to make, what are we making? Oops, there it goes. Okay, Dad has just done a tiny little test there. We ordered hardware for some mechanical pencils for me and the kids, and maybe for a pen for my wife. And I ordered the hardware also for a really giant pencil that's got a lead about a quarter inch thick. So I think it's a 6mm lead. It's very, very large.
Marky.
It's a lot of people like to use them in workshops or to do sketching if they're an artist. So I'm looking forward to that. And Dad has the chop saw here, I guess, to chop off the blanks at the right length. And
yeah. Are the kids going to come out?
I don't really know. They might not be aware we're doing this. The kids have this default thing of going in and watching videos on their laptops, so they might still be doing that at this point. They might not realize it's time to get rolling with Grandpa's awesome toys just yet. So these custom pens, by the way, kiddo, I'm recording for Hacker Public Radio while we're doing this, of course.
I assume so.
You assume so. When people make these kinds of pens, either they do it for pleasure for themselves or they sell them. My cousin and his nephew both make quite a bit of money selling these things, and they cost different amounts depending on the material that is being used. I'm going to make a video of the process here. Don't you think that'd be cool?
Yeah.
Don't worry, Grandpa will show you. Just keep your fingers well clear. This is a little guard that will, it spins this way, and then you put the thing on here so that when it's spinning, it presses the gouge down into this rather than shooting it up in your face.
Your phone looks so weird without the big heavy case.
Yeah, it looks different. Whoopsie.
What did I do here? It's got a motor down here. And if you come around to this side and you look inside here. Come on.
Come on around.
See, it's got a pulley and different sizes.
Ah.
And down at the bottom, there's a pulley that's hooked up to the motor. Okay. Now, is this the fastest or the slowest? This is a little one at the top
fast.
And a big one at the bottom.
Fast.
It's the fastest, right? Because this motor is going at the same constant speed. And so the circumference of that one is big. And for this one to go around one time, this top one, this little, may have to go around three or four times. Okay? So the speed right here at the very top is 3,975 revolutions per minute. Okay? And at the very bottom here is 500 revolutions per minute. Okay. So that's how you change the speed, is move the belt. Okay.
Does every lathe change speeds this way?
Or
can you have it where you just flip a switch? And
partially. Robert's got one that's got fewer pulley positions and then has a rheostatic type control for each of those pulley positions to change the speed in a range. Okay?
Okay.
That's more expensive lathe.
So he upgraded in order to get this capability of changing speeds quicker?
Yeah.
And what other features does his have that?
I don't know. I know it costs more. And he sold me this one for less than half the price, or about half the price of what it cost to buy it new.
Good deal.
Okay. And he gave me a set of replacement bearings, which were $35 a piece. There's two of them. And
Grandpa
replaced the bearings.
Yesterday, day before yesterday, we went over to the belt store and got a replacement, or like a spare belt for that thing.
All right.
I thought you meant like an actual belt.
No, not this kind of belt.
You can show it to him. It's in the box there.
Here. This is the replacement belt. Part number 250J3. No, 2S0. I don't know. I can't read her writing.
Okay. Mm. Now, this is called a dead center. Okay. This has a, I put an X on the end to show the middle of this board. And an X on the end there that showed where the middle was. And this has a point in it and then some things that stick into the wood. Mm-hmm. And this thing does not, when you move this, it spins. This is a live center because this is on a ball bearing. This part doesn't move and this spins.
Mm, okay.
All right. And so when you turn it on, spin. Right? And then what you're trying to do is you have a tool, it's got a very sharp edge to it. Okay? And you're going to hold this on the bar here and cut off wood.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to wear safety protection for your eyes when you do this?
Yes. Okay.
This Grandpa just started
this
doing.
Obnoxious guy. All right. Now, this one, I wasn't taking much off.
Yeah.
This one, you can see how that square cross section, now the edge is knocked off.
Mm-hmm.
And as you keep going, you knock more and more off until it's round.
Okay, so you need it to be round before you start curving all the details in?
Yes. Okay. And what we're going to do today is, for the first part, is you're each going to get the practice so that you can use the tool to get it to be round. Okay? Then we will go to the actually making pins.
Here, let's put this inside.
Because there's other things you have to do before you get to the lathe to make the pin. Okay? So who wants to be first?
Oh!
Everybody wants to be first. All right?
Okay. Now, the boy is going to go
first. Here's your face protection. And you may have a big head like your dad.
I think it's pretty good size.
Push this in.
Oh, my gosh.
See it? All right, that's good. Now, what you want to do, you can do it whether you want to do it with your left hand up here or your right hand. That's up to you. But I put my finger right up against this here. And I hold that thing, and you control how it's going to move by the back, okay? And so you're going to just move it. If you push it in too hard, it'll stop the thing, okay? So have at it.
Okay, so my son is going to try it now. Working on making it round.
It looks round when it's spinning, but you can see it's not.
Yeah,
it's, but you've rounded that off quite a bit.
He's got it where it's
it's doing very well.
A little bit of flat on each side, and it's getting rounder and rounder. Sure. Good job, man. Was that fun?
You can keep on.
So right now, I'm going to walk over here so that the sound is not so loud. So right now, they've taken a square blank. It's a piece of wood maybe 10 inches long, or maybe about 20 centimeters, I suppose, about 20 centimeters long and about 3 centimeters on a side. And it's a long block, and he's turning it until it's the edges are rounded off. Taking a good bit off now.
Okay, now can you see that this side, yeah, you pushed in a lot more, and this is, you've taken off a lot more here, mm-hmm, and that's more nearly round. You see, it's got a little bit of flat side.
Yeah, I should try to do it more evenly.
But this one, you see.
Yeah, this is getting to be round.
Yeah. This simulates what's called a gouge, okay? And see if you like that one. One of the
pretty
things
cool.
That's hard to do, mm-hmm, it takes a lot of practice, okay, is to wherever you are here, have the same pressure, so that, because what you're doing is you're getting deeper here, and as you go to the left, you're getting further back away, so this side's bigger than that one, you know, and it just takes practice. I mean, it's like when you were doing your blacksmithing, took practice to get it the same size all along, didn't it?
I didn't actually ever manage to do it.
but your teacher could, couldn't he?
So I have a question here.
Yeah.
When you're putting the tool against this guide, are you supposed to always keep the barrel of it even here, or can you go up and down?
You can go up and down and things, but if you go too far like this, it's going to jam.
You're going to drag that thing right in,
yeah,
there. Oh yeah.
And now Robert has a real nice bar here that I would like to get. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not flat. It's perfectly round.
Uh-huh.
See. Anyway, you're doing pretty good, kid.
Thank you.
I mean, really?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll move this over. She's going to have a little harder job.
She's up for it, I'm sure.
But see, this wood's not as in good a shape as that other. So I'm not sure how it's going to turn. Now, you may need to get your thing adjusted. Yeah, it's too big.
Oopsie. The
we do is we push it
face
down.
Protection is, mm-hmm, a little bit too large for my daughter here.
You know. You saw what he was doing. You have it like this. If you were to go real flat and jam it in there, it would catch. You know, you don't want it to catch, but you want to take off that edge. So
ever so gently.
I put my finger in here where this little groove is and hold it because I can keep it against the bar better, and I can control the distance in better, whereas if my hand's back here, I can't control it as much. But this, see, it's not going to go any further in than I let it, you see? Okay?
And try that stance.
And you can, if you like to have your right hand forward, you can do it with your right hand forward, whatever's comfortable for you. Okay, now we have to pull your thing back, pull it back.
Pull it back before you start the machine.
Yeah. Feels pretty round to me.
Ooh, good job, man. Was that fun?
Yeah. Now, you see, you got it all over your... Let's try using this one a little. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. No. This is not this.
So I'm going to walk away from the thing for a little bit. I'm going to hear a lot of gouging and stuff. Hey, Mr. Ed.
What are y'all doing over here?
Making noise.
You're making noise?
Yeah, my dad brought his mini lathe. He turns custom pins.
Oh, that's what y'all making?
Hey, Dad, show Mr. Ed your custom pin. Do you have it in your pocket there?
You make that with, oh my God.
Yeah, it started with, I think, a piece of hickory.
That's pretty, man. Man, that's something else, huh?
They're going to make them today.
Yeah. They're making one, Nigel.
Yeah.
I'm not
sure what time. I think I'm okay. Good. Now, we're going to have to do something on John's. Big pin.
Yeah.
That's all right. And I'm going to show you how we're going to cut this thing in half. Okay?
While it's spinning?
Yep.
Isn't that dangerous? Ava, could you step back a little bit?
Oh my God.
I'm not sure I like this part right here either. Okay. Well, he sure did cut it while it was on the lathe. The lathe has stopped. And you can pop it apart and then you sand it off a little bit.
No, usually you can cut it all the way through, but I didn't. But we're going to have to do that on yours. Mm-hmm. Remember it said at the top you're supposed to cut it down to the tube for an eighth of an inch?
I don't remember that, no.
So it's about that thickness.
Okay.
We'll just take it right down to the tube.
All right.
So we're going to make a pen for everybody. We're going to get one, huh?
It's pens and pencils and...
Oh, everybody going to make two of them?
They're not going to look good.
Oh, they're going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Say that, but they're going to look good.
Going to stop the video for now.
Okay. Your grandpa is going to show you how to make a pretty one.
We're going to try. Now, what you have to do to take these out, I feel that.
It's going to be hot, isn't it?
A little warm. That ball bearing there, it's been spinning pretty fast, right? Okay. To get that out, because that's called a Morris 2, a Morris taper number 2. And you have to unlock that. Spin it back. And it's going to push this thing out. See, it got caught, then you just do that. There it comes. Okay.
Crazy.
This one, you can't do that. Look in the box. If I had to take it out, put it in the box. There's a little thin tube with a knob on the end. This thing. Little rod. And it goes right here. Okay? Because then you just take this thing and put it in this hole and knock it out.
Pop. Okay. Nice.
All right. Now we're going to put this on.
He's picked up a large...
Chuck.
A big old chuck.
This is a special one that's got two jaws that's made for pen blanks.
Okay.
Okay. And then we're going to take... We're not going to do it yet, but this is going to show you how it goes.
Yeah, don't worry about sweeping up yet, man.
Yeah.
We'll do that later.
This is going to go in like this.
Then you tighten it down on there. It
tightens down. Okay. You have to make sure it's perfectly straight. Okay. And then we're going to put, I'm going to have this end over here. And we're going to put a drill bit in here.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Use this as a horizontal boring machine and drill right through it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to drill the hole in before you turn it. Okay. So what we have to do is get your pin kits. They were on the...
Mm-hmm.
By the, we need to get whichever one's going to do theirs first. And we need to figure out what lead you're going to use. Then we have to cut it. I think they were right over here. I moved them over here, I think, last night.
Ah, yeah. Here they are. Not even sure whose is whose.
Well, they all know which. Well, they might. You may have to get the catalog and have them look at the picture.
Ava, you had a slimline pencil, is that?
I remember I couldn't decide, so I just didn't really say anything. So I guess whatever's left over.
Brush, satin, slimline.
I'm sure the guy replaced the brakes.
Oh!
Sorry.
Ava bonked me.
I keep forgetting there's a huge thing.
Yes, right here. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this uses a 7mm.
Are we still recording? I'll come inside to get some water. Get some seltzer. I should do an HPR episode about my seltzer maker sometime. We've got this thing that does fizzy water. Has carbonators in it, and you push a button and it makes your water bubbly.
See, the problem with this,
refreshing.
I can't put a hole in the tube and put the tube in because you need your tube for your the real one, and I don't have a bunch of extra tubes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I really think like
we will get back to
looking
it.
At the quality of this, I think I'm gonna mess that up or like cut into it. So that
well,
the hole is...
I doubt that you But I can understand your concern. And that is why I bought an extra one, just in case we needed to do it.
So no matter what, you're going to come out with a nice pen.
We hope so. All right. So what we're going to do...
Isn't this thing supposed to be clamped? Oh, there, I see it. Yeah. So what Grandpa's doing right now is making an X on the end of this blank.
You have to tell me where find, the center is.
To find where the center is, to stick it on the lathe. And I think my girl is going to practice one more time, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. I still haven't gotten to turn a single thing yet, which I think is kind of unfair.
It is unfair, but you're a daddy and it's allowed to be unfair to
dad. Yeah, being unfair to dad is kind of normal.
That's part of the game.
Yeah.
That's what you pay for being a dad.
Yep. It's all right.
Now, here we go. This middle. You see how that spins?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called a line.
But what if I don't do it right on the pretty colored one?
I have another one. I bought one extra of each one of them. And if worst comes to worst, I will do it for you.
Thank you.
And if I mess it up, I will then go order another one and make it and mail it to you.
Okay. Don't worry, you'll get a nice pencil, babe.
Okay.
Really
no pressure here.
What I'm expecting is that it's going to be fine. And I will take the extra one that I bought and I make it for a lady in the Lions Club because she likes purple.
No pressure, babe. This is supposed to be fun.
It is fun. Remember, as long as you don't get hurt, if it messes up, it's just a few dollars. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot riding on this.
Of doing it. All right. So
how many of your friends can say they've turned a pin on a lathe, huh? I bet zero.
You can go to backwards, that's upside down.
Oopsie.
Hey, don't.
Hold still. There we go.
Okay, now. Why don't you just do about up to here or so? Ready? Okay.
Thank you.
see this is a little fatter. It got thin, and then it's fatter, and then it's a little bit thinner. That's fine. For really fine work, and I'm not very good with it, but we have my micrometer.
Oh, the calipers.
Calipers. And we can do it in inches and in millimeters.
I have a pair just like that.
With digital?
Mm-hmm.
So you see we can come like this and 0.743 inches. Yeah, I'm sure it's more. Yeah, inches. Okay. And then you see that won't fit here. A lot of them just have calipers that have two points that come together like this, and they set what they want, and they just bring it down to see if it touches. Okay. But you can see. You can see it's, but I bet you could come along here, and if you held it exactly the same distance from it and go all the way across, you see, it would level out.
So this blank that we're practicing on right here, is that suitable material to make a real pen too?
Sure.
Okay.
It's really smooth. It's much
that's
is this poplar? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have shelves made of poplar.
And poplar makes a pretty pen.
Mm-hmm.
Poplar. So if I mess up every single blank, I can use this.
That's right. Now remember, you're not going to make this thing perfectly straight. Because this one's not straight, is it?
No.
It's a little fatter here, and it comes down, and what we're going to have is we're going to have bushings that slide up against this, and you turn them down until it is exactly level with the bushing.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because that's how you tell how fat this is. Okay? So you're going to be okay. All right? John, you want to do some turning?
Sure. I got to take her to get pottery here in a few minutes, but I wouldn't mind trying that.
Let's see how good that is.
Yeah, I'm probably terrible at this.
I feel like I got sawdust all right here.
You might. No, push it down, and then...
You make it really big for me.
Yeah.
I got a big head.
It's because these guys get to be directors of the School of Music, and they get big heads.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he started out with a big head.
Hey. Okay, so this way?
Yeah, this is the top.
Okay. Got it.
Pull it up.
I was coming too much of an angle like that before.
Yeah.
That's not going to be round yet, is it?
No,
not even close.
No, but it's coming along, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not quite round, but
no.
You see that side's quite a bit bigger, so maybe
yeah.
The thing was not quite centered.
Yeah, that's all right.
But it'll be centered when we finish turning it around.
It takes a while to get a feel of it then.
Yeah. And when you're going this way, have the handle just a little bit more cocked, so that the point of the tool is going into the work. Takes it off pretty fast, doesn't it? Look at that.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it did that one pretty good.
Hi, I need Ava to get eye protection, so I'm going to give her
Everybody
else has glasses, so let's put on something
for you. Thank you. It's going fine. Look what I just did.
Whoa. What kind of wood is that?
It's poplar.
Oh.
Watch out, I'm finna do it again.
I did this.
Nice.
Good job, babe.
Isaac,
watch out.
Oh,
he's done a different one.
Okay. Cool.
The wood feels different down here.
It's probably because of this. It is different.
Oh, it's like it's all flat on this side too.
Yeah.
That's so pretty
too. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna make one more pass, and then we should probably head out to do pottery. Okay.
Coming around.
Yeah. I think I'd probably spend a good bit of time with sandpaper.
So do you have a sandpaper tool that you can use while it's spinning?
Sure.
You just hold the sandpaper on there.
Yeah.
Can I try this?
Yeah.
Look how awesome much thing awesome. Grandpa brought.
Sorry.
Yeah. So that was yours. Okay. Is that poplar as well?
No, I think that's like.
I think both pieces were poplar.
Cool.
All right, well, I'm pretty pleased with myself. I just did my first turning. And it went okay. Not great. They're using sandpaper on the thing now to smooth it off. I checked the mailbox. No, nothing there. Okay, so I'm going to have to take my girl over to get her pottery. Here in a few minutes. I'll pick this back up in a little while, I think. So, pin turning part due. Oh man, you've cut it in half.
Oh yeah.
With the chop saw?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cute. A little tiny piece.
So the next step is to drill the hole through the middle, eh?
That's right.
And that's tightening the chuck.
Yep.
So what they've done is they've taken my daughter has chosen for her pin a block of acrylic that's purple with swirly bits in it.
Yeah.
And
I'm
recording for HPR. They chopped it at the right length in the chop saw. And now I have to drill a hole through the center of it to receive the, you know, the contents of the pin.
The
bushing thing.
There's a brass tube that goes in it.
Yeah. And the pin's ink thingy goes through there and all that.
Okay, I slowed it down.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea.
And now,
unless she'll crack it or something.
The drilling, okay? Okay. So you move it here.
So is this now going to turn? Whereas before it didn't
turn? That's
going
to turn.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Crazy. Okay, so it's drilling a hole right through the center of that thing. It's a little stinky. You want a piece of it?
Never seen acrylic do that before.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty.
This is coming off in a great big
it's tougher than
piece of plastic. It's a little bit warm. Looks like it's almost through.
It's warming out.
I think
you
it just
can see right through here when it goes through.
It's coming out like a little wiggle worm.
There, it's through. This it smells kind of like super glue or something.
Yeah.
And the super glue is acrylic.
It might be.
Cyanoacrylic.
Right.
Then we take this.
Got to undo the chuck to release the pin thingy.
So you ordered the acrylic?
Do the other one?
Yeah, we ordered this.
Well, they warmed
it. It's a pretty purple, isn't it?
Yeah, it is
pretty.
I like the ripples in it.
So I hope that this works out fine, the first one, because then I will make
it. And look at this other one, Caroline. We got.
What's that?
This is another one for Ava.
Oh, it's Ava's. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty.
She liked the colors.
Yeah, beautiful marbling in that acrylic.
I mean, so he's using the same, the lathe, he's just putting a different attachment on it. So not turning now, but, well, not turning the wood to trim it, but rather it's spinning around and around and around, and then he's pushing a stationary drill bit right through the center of it while the
horizontal boring machine.
Horizontal boring machine, so.
It becomes.
But you use the lathe for it, you don't have a separate drill.
No.
That's pretty cool.
Use a drill press.
Yeah. Oh, I like this. It looks like it will center it perfectly every single time.
It's not exactly. Because this one's offline by just a tiny, tiny little.
Oh, dear.
That's why I said get the 3/4.
Yeah.
In case the tube's not exactly right.
Yep.
Okay. Now, we're done with this. We're going to do yours because he's in there busy. Okay? That sound good? All right. And it's not hard to fix. Okay, so we'll take this out.
These are tiny little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I have a long.
But if you look at the completed pin, you can tell that those are about the right length because it's got, you know, each one will have a separate part and they're going to be separate and there'll be a front and a back and something in the middle. It is kind of surprising how small each piece is.
Okay, and now this. And now we're going to take this other one.
So they're putting these
brass
tubes through the hole that they bored through the middle of the block. And this is, I guess, the lining of the pencil.
Yeah.
Oops, that one slid right through, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hope that's snug enough. Oopsie. Is it going to be snug enough?
Make it snug enough. Once the glue sets to be on it. Oops, the tube came out, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Come on, get in there. Okay. It's going to be more sanding on that other edge. That's okay.
It needs to set up a little bit. That
see
one.
How the stuff gets sticks you together and everything.
So on the first part of the block, the tube was nice and tight in there. The second one was a little bit loose, but the glue ought to, once it sets, it ought to be okay. And now removing the drilling chuck.
Is that like a...
Oh, a sanding block. Did you, it looks like you made this bit right here yourself. So Grandpa has made a sanding, like a round sanding block, and has applied a round piece of sandpaper to it. Is this a sticky back sandpaper?
Yeah.
So it comes with an adhesive on it, and you stick it right on there.
Okay. Now let me show you what we're going to do. We've got to get that block is square relative to the sides of the block, but it may not be square relative to the length of the tube, because the hole may not be perfectly parallel to the side of the block. But we've got to have the end of the thing perfectly square to the tube, not to the rest of it. Okay?
This all makes sense.
So what we're going to do is put this thing in here.
It seems to be like moving around a little bit.
That'll be all right.
And we'll slide this thing up here very close. Okay. Lock it down. Start it up. And then sand it off.
That is cool. Well, there's nothing like a good jig.
Yeah.
That is cool. So he's mounted the block on this rod that will carry it perfectly perpendicular to the sanding block with respect to the tube. Yeah. And that will square off the end of the block with respect to the tube. Nice.
You want to do it? Okay, just push it up there and let it do it. It'll sound different when it gets to the metal. How are we doing?
Does she have to get all the way to the metal?
Yeah, it has just barely.
Oh, Mom wants me to put it in.
We still got
a little ways to go.
An inch to go.
I'm going to take a picture of this. You know, it's funny, Dad. So I showed the guy at the car parts store your text, and I said, I need GDT polishing compound. I said, I'm not sure if this is a brand name or
GDT
is a brand name. That's what happens when you try to text from that kind of phone.
I couldn't figure out how to backspace.
I get you.
I saw it, but
look, I understand. That's a hard phone to do that on.
But when I get my new phone in July, I'll have you help me set up the text by talking. Okay, let's see what we got. We're almost there, but not quite. If he'd have had a rougher sandpaper for this thing, I would have gotten that.
Mm-hmm.
If this is 80 grit, that's as rough as I had. See, that stuff's harder than wood. Let me show you what I talked about the thing not being perfectly square. You see right there, it's almost touching the plastic, and there, that side is high.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah. So, I can see.
Now, dude, you got to tighten this thing up before you do that, because that thing wobbles if you now do it. See, you have to look at the thing from an angle to see if there's anything. I think that's done. That's done. This one needs a little bit more. Take this off. Remove this. Okay?
Hey kid, you finished watching your videos?
See, what we'll do is we'll loosen this up.
Yeah, I didn't realize you'd start doing the lace.
What?
I didn't realize you'd start doing the lace.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
They're working on hers now. Got this cut in half, and I got the liner insert tube thingy stuck in there. And they're, what they're doing right now is sanding off the ends to make them exactly perpendicular to the board hole.
Since we're set up like this, we can drill his
and
do all that stuff before we do any turning. Or we can just turn yours.
Here's your two pieces.
I don't think he got any wood. He's going to use one of Grandpa's blanks in here.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm going to do also. Nice poplar or something.
What's mom?
You want poplar or hickory or ebay? This is hard poplar. This is ebay, Brazilian walnut. Okay.
That is pretty.
This is hickory.
Hickory is a hard.
Yeah.
Well, all these are pretty hard, aren't they?
This is hard. These two are hard. This is softer. It's a hardwood, but it's the softest of the hardwoods.
Yeah. I like the red ones.
That is pretty. I bet it looks nice with a finish on it, too.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. That is hickory, I think. Let's see. Let me...
Well, you could do a wooden one.
Yeah, you can do wood.
You've got two sets, so you, if you decide to, we could just save that red block for another time, and you could do a wooden one. Up to you.
Red block too.
We can cut this and make sure. I think this might be sassafras.
Oh, that's fun to say. What in the world is in your hair? Oh, it's that.
What?
There's a tie kind of thing in your hair.
In that case, I'd like that jungle one.
Okay.
Jungle walnut.
Brazilian walnut.
That's going to be really pretty.
eBay. It's just as good, let me tell you. This thing, this is set to cut the 3/4 of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. If it was a half inch thicker, right? And it was 5.5 inches wide. Those boards cost $5 for 1 foot.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. So you've got, what did he have? He had that little one with the.
He had the rubber cushion one. What are y'all doing in here?
I'm trying to figure out the times of things and when to go.
Oh boy.
Wait until tomorrow early or and chance it today.
Yeah, and the weather.
And the weather.
Weather looks fine right now. It's windy, but.
There's a wind thing over us.
Wind advisory.
It's definitely windy out there.
So Ava's still making her pens?
Mm-hmm. Well, right now they're stopping on Ava's to do the drilling part of Isaac's. Because they just finished the drilling part of Ava's, and as long as the lathe is set up for that, he's going to go ahead and do it.
Don't have to go back and forth as much.
Yeah. But Ava did the sanding to true up the ends of her blocks. Mm. Got the brass tubes inserted and glued in there.
Awesome.
Yeah, those can sometimes be tricky.
Yeah.
But sometimes it wallers.
it's just a matter of time before he's going to have a brand new one of those like Robert got, because this is Robert's old one.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I'm counting on that to get my own.
So. Where are we going to put that? I've been thinking, this is just my little tiny flash.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a shed down by the garden area where the trampoline is now. And you could just make a bigger shed so that you could actually work in it. Because the shed we have now, you can't even get inside.
Oh, dear.
Because of the stuff in there. But you want a bigger shed. I know that.
Okay, you realize I'm recording this, right?
What? Oh,
no. Cut that. No, I'm just saying, this is like for the record. I just want to be able to prove that you actually said this.
You're imitating my voice. I'm actually in a different room.
It is about lunchtime, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See how's it going with Mr. I here.
It's a struggle still. Okay. Alright. So you can see when the end of the bit goes through the end of the wood. Can you see it? Not yet. Yeah, just went through.
Sounds like it probably just finished.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it get caught in there? There you go. All right, so you got it on a really slow speed right now?
Yeah.
Is it the slowest speed?
Next to the slowest.
So they've got a very slow speed to do the drilling so you don't crack the thing.
And you see how it got off center a little?
Yeah.
That's why I did the 3/4 inch.
Uh-huh. That just the voice of experience here.
So you did the smaller one?
No,
3/4 is the bigger.
Bigger one. So that there's more wood.
Is 5/8 the next size down?
Yeah. I don't think anybody does something smaller than 5/8.
That would take very fine work.
Well, you can't turn enough off to make it round. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yeah. Okay, so I know this recording has already gone on quite a long time. I've just been editing it, and I've, believe it or not, cut out about half of the audio. But at the point where I stopped recording, we still had not created an entire pin yet, so I thought I would make it just a brief follow-up recording to explain what happens next. So where we left off was at the point where the hole has been bored in the blank. The blank has been chopped into the component pieces. Most of the pin designs have two pieces of wood that are then joined together by a little middle thing, and then there's a cap on the one end and then the tip on the other. And so the blocks have been cut in half for each of the kids' pins, and a hole has been bored through the center, and my dad has glued in the brass tubes that go down the center of the hole. What happens next is that a set of bushings are, you put the two halves of the pin blank onto a spindle on the lathe, separated by bushings that are the exact diameter of the pieces of the pin that you're going to be screwing and like pressing into either end, so that you, when you're turning it on the lathe, you keep turning it down until it's exactly even with those bushings. Then when you take the pieces off and start putting it together with the pin hardware, it all matches up. So you the next step is to turn it round and to make it round, and then shape it so that it goes from one bushing to the other in a pleasing way. There's some flexibility here. You can have it bulge out or go more smooth or whatever. This is all according to taste. Once you've got it shaped the way you want, you go through a process of sanding to smooth it out. And my dad has these stacks of sanding boards, and they're not really boards. They're like these thick pieces of sandpaper type stuff, but they're not precisely sandpaper. But anyway, he's got a stack of about 15 different grades of sandpaper stuff, going from about 300 grits per inch all the way to, I don't know, 12,000 grits per inch, something really fine. So you just systematically go from coarse to fine. And by the time you've gone through that whole stack, what you do, you have the blank that you've already turned spinning on the lathe the whole time, and you just like rub the sandpaper up against it gently on either side, and it smooths it all out. And you just go through your stack of different grades of sandpaper until you've gotten to the very finest one, and then the sanding is done. After that, is time to put the finish on the pen, and the finishing depends on what material you're using. Like my daughter turned two pens out of, well, she did a pencil and a pen, but she did it out of acrylic, which is a synthetic plastic kind of thing. And so we used a certain kind of finish on hers that you wouldn't use on a wood pen. I did wood, everyone else did wood pens. I did a giant pencil. And so what I did was put some, what, linseed oil, I think, was the first thing. And then what comes next? You kind of wipe it off to make sure any excess is gone, and then put some, you alternate layers of glue and then this drying stuff. I have some pictures of that process in the Flickr slideshow if you're curious, but you put a little bit of glue on a bit of paper towel and then just rub the paper towel back and forth across the thing while it's spinning on the lathe to put the layer of glue on there. It seems strange to use glue as a finish, but that's what we do. And then after one layer of glue, you spray it with this stuff that makes it dry almost instantly. Then you put another layer and dry it, another layer, dry it, and just keep doing that. And then you buff it out and then do one more coat, I think, for good measure. I don't remember the exact sequence of steps, but in the end, you have a pen that is nice and shiny with a good stiff finish on it that should protect it just fine. So at that point, you're done preparing the wood parts, and it's time for assembly. And for assembly, there are instructions that you probably heard at one point. I think my dad was asking, where's the piece of paper that was in the hardware here? Although I may have cut that piece out of the audio. But each different pin hardware set comes with instructions on how to assemble it. And at least two or three of these pin kits that I had bought were missing the instructions. But thankfully, on the Penn State Industries website, they have a button to click here to view a PDF of the assembly instructions. So I did that for all of those and printed them out, and we were fine. I got to say, though, that the assembly was more problematic than I expected it would be. It seems like, I don't know, three out of the five or six items that we built while my parents were here had some kind of problem. Like for my giant pencil, the problem was that the very last step was to attach the cap that holds a little sharpener for this very unusual pencil lead. My pencil lead is 5.6 millimeters on this, what's they call it, a chubby pencil. And it calls for you to put a single drop of glue in there and then push it down in there and wait for it to dry. Well, when my dad was putting the drop of glue, he couldn't see very well, and I think inadvertently squeezed a whole lot of glue on there. And so we put it on there, and next thing you know, that thing is absolutely stuck in the shaft, and you can't get the pencil lead to move in or out. And so the next day he went and got some kind of solution. I forget what it was, but it's the same stuff that's in nail polish remover. And he soaked my pencil in that stuff and got it to unfreeze, and now it works again. So, but anyway, it seemed like each of the things we assembled had some kind of issue like that. We actually ruined the first bit of hardware for my wife's pencil and had to use the hardware that I was going to use to make a pencil of the same style. But I sacrificed mine so that she would have a good working pen. And anyway, that's fine. Anyway, we had a great time making these things, and everyone's really proud of the writing instruments that they've created. And it's fun to show them off, and it's a nice talking point when when people see them. Anyhow, I hope you have enjoyed that. There might be more episodes about pins on HBR. I did see that Dave Morris had recorded a show about fountain pens, and that's something that Trumpet Guy loves. In fact, my cousin Robert made a pin for Trumpet Guy out of a block of cedar. When Trumpet Guy found out that my cousin made pins, and my cousin's really, really good at this. He sells them on a Facebook page or something, but he makes absolutely gorgeous pins. And Trumpet Guy sent him a block of cedar from a tree that had fallen down in his backyard way back in 2002 when a hurricane blew through Lafayette. And Robert took this bit of cedar and made him a gorgeous fountain pen out of it. And so that's a nice little memento for Paul. Paul is Trumpet Guy. Anyway, it's all fun. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. Sorry it was long, but I don't know. Hopefully it was kind of fun to hear the whole process anyway. That's it. I've talked long enough. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.